Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, folks. This is David Clark. I am honored to be part of this group. It's not a radio show. It's a Free Spirits Healing Circle that was inspired by one of the callers who's on the line today. Her name is Sharon. And I'm going to just basically tell you how it works, and then one of our special beloved guests who's appeared on my show, the Friday night show many times, Leo Bonomo, is going to honor us and grace us with a centering exercise before we go on and offer topics. I have two people that are going to offer topics today, and first come, first serve on that, and we will definitely take turns doing that. If somebody has already raised a topic for the month, we'll go to two other people. But the way this works is we're going to start off with a brief centering exercise offered today by Leo Bonomo, who, by the way, if you don't know him, he's a clairvoyant medium and psychic. He is absolutely phenomenal, and his website is listed. Leo, I have the bookme.name/Leo Secondo, which comes up with the website.
Yes, you can go through that, because the main website I'm having problems with, but yeah, bookme is fine. Thank you.
Yeah, and that's listed right on the show page, folks. So I'm not going to give that out again. And I haven't talked to area code 650 yet, but we'll get your name in just a moment before we get started. And Sharon from Arizona is the one that inspired me to start this group. It's not a radio show. This is a group experience where we get to share on topics. We'll have a meditation. Once in a while, we'll do a group healing. I think that would be most appropriate, don't you, Jean? Mm-hmm.
Yes, that I agree with you, yes.
Okay. We're not going to do that today, but at any rate, we just lost one of our callers, and that's okay. Let me just touch base with area code 650 to see who's on the line. Okay,
hi,
area code 650. What's your first name, please?
Miranda. Hi, David.
Oh, Miranda, glad you tuned in. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to get started with the group in just a moment. I've got a little doggy. I do this out of my home, and she's scratching at the door. So in order to maintain peace and quiet, I'm going to let her in. Come here, Remy. That's a good girl. Okay. Now, why don't we all just take three deep breaths, and then Leo is going to grace us with a meditation.
Divine Spirit, we ask for your healing and prayers on this group, for your love and your light. And what I want us all to do is to begin to see the outline of our body, to begin to see the chakras. And I always see them as light. So what we're going to do is see the base chakra, which is dull red. And we're going to see that as a pin prick of light and just watch that begin to grow. And the chakras are about the size of a small saucer. So at the groin, this dull red is going to grow. And as it reaches as far as you can get that, we're going to take some energy from there up to the second chakra, also known as the sacral chakra. And as that energy connects, we're going to see that begin to light up. And that is orange. And we're going to take the energy from there up towards the stomach chakra, which is grass green, and also begin to see that expand. And as that expands, we're going to take that energy from there. Lemon yellow. I do apologize. And as we're taking that energy there, we're going to go up to the heart, which is grass green. And just watch that expand. And we're going to take that energy there up to the throat, which is sky blue. And continue to watch that expand. And from there, we're going to go to the forehead, which I always see as indigo, a dark blue purple. And watch that expand. And finally, the crown, which I always see as brilliant white. And as we have this image of our body, we're going to invite brilliant white light into the body. Just see it begin to feel the toes and ankles. Beginning to feel the calves and the knees, thighs and the hips. Feeling the stomach and the chest, towards the shoulders, and feeling the hands, wrists, forearms, elbows, the upper arms, shoulders, neck and head. And you can direct this energy, which heals, which I see as gold, to any part of the body or the conscious or the subconscious, and see it being healed. And we're just going to have 30 seconds of silence so that we can see this energy coming in and healing.
Thank you, Leo. God bless.
Bless you. I'm sorry for that slight mistake there, but I do know that someone either has heart problems that's listening in tonight or heartache, and I was drawn immediately to that rather than the stomach. So I do apologize for that, David.
That's okay. I'm laughing because I experienced heartache earlier today, and I'm coming out of that.
Oh, bless you.
Perhaps it's somebody else, too. Who knows? But I'm not going to go into what happened to me today. It just was kind of a shaming event and created some great sadness for me. So we have six people participating so far today, and that may be all we have. I know there are more people that have expressed interest, and the circle may grow. I'm hoping it does not grow too big, because I think if we get much more than 12, it's going to get a little unwieldy. But with the hour and a half format, even if we have 20, we can do 3 minutes of sharing, and I would ask people under those circumstances to be responsible for the timing. This allows me to participate in the experience without running a switchboard, if you will, and keeping track.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we have. I also would like to let people know that we have healer Jean Salch on the line, and she's a healer and clairvoyant medium who will help us occasionally with group healings. She's expressed a great desire to participate in the group, and her website is also listed on the quote-unquote show listing for today. Hello, Jean.
Hello, David, and hello, Leo, and everyone who's on today's listening.
Beautiful. Well, I will tell you the names of the people that we have. Of course, Leo and Jean. Pat was the first caller. She's going to suggest a topic. Sharon was the second caller. She will suggest a topic. Miranda is on the line. Of course, Jean. And then a newcomer, although it's only the second show, Jen from California. So I'm really excited to begin. Today, I'm going to take you out with a meditation exercise. And Leo, I have to laugh because we're in sync. I was going to do something very similar, but I'm good at being spontaneous. Anyhow, that's amazing how that works.
There's a wonderful harmony here, and it's lovely to talk to you again, Jean, too.
Yes, wonderful. And we have another caller. Let's see who this is, and then we'll begin. Okay. Whoops. Let me put them live. I may have to silence a mic. No, we're good so far. Area code 914. Who is this, please?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, my name is
Christine. Can you hear? Hi. Christine, did you say?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you for joining us today, Christine. I already explained the mechanics of the show, but let me just briefly tell you, this is going to be a group sharing around two topics. We had a centering exercise already from Leo Bonomo, who's a clairvoyant medium and psychic. We're not doing any readings or anything like that today. This is a group experience. We'll end with a meditation, and from time to time, we will have some of the healers who will be joining us do a group healing. And if anybody is truly in need of an individual healing, we could consider that too. But this is a work in progress. It's our second time out. And Christine, welcome. The first two callers of the day are going to suggest the topic. So let me go to each of them. And I'm going to be silencing people's microphones. We're going to talk one at a time. So there will be no discussion as a group, but if there's time allowed, we will come back and go through a second time in case people have additional thoughts they'd like to share. So, Christine, I'm going to silence your mic, but you will be with us and able to hear everything, and I will get to you. Thank you for joining us.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Okay, we're going to start with Pat.
Hi,
Pat,
thank
did you.
Did
you come up with a topic? Sure.
I do. It was on my mind, and I was trying to decide whether yes or no. And then when you both spoke of heartache, I thought, okay. So my conflict is, I know that the new year is bringing in great things for all of us and the ability to manifest and get to our power and create the world that we want. And I try to focus on that and be positive, but many times I struggle both with attacks from just the world, sort of impersonal but mean things of mean people, to literally heartache of a family member. I try to stay in love, and I try to find all different things to help me stay in love, whether it's programs like this or literally sometimes going to church and trying to find help there, which sometimes I'm not connected to. I get frustrated when I get so off track being defensive or hurt or sometimes blaming. I've really soul searched for the past 2.5 months with someone that's dealing with a lot of anger and taking it out on me because it's easy and really trying to stay in love. And it's hard. And just any kind of discussion or help on how to stay focused. Sometimes I'm just fail miserably from one extreme to the other, never sort of a happy balance where I can kind of stay centered. And if I get off a little bit, easy to pull myself back. It doesn't happen.
Beautiful. Well, I wonder if you'd be comfortable boiling it down to staying focused on our heart in spite of ripples.
Yeah.
Ripples on the surface or within. Does that sound
good? Yeah, it's perfect.
Okay. Well, I will come back to you after Sharon offers her topic. And if you don't mind, I'm going to let you and Sharon go at the end, and that will give you a great opportunity to hear input on your topics, and then we'll have both of you share. I'm not going to time it today, but I would suggest shares be around 6 minutes or so, if people are comfortable with that. That would give you 3 minutes per topic, and we may go around the second time.
Okay.
So, Pat,
I need to apologize because I'm probably going to have to leave the show early, but I'll be here as long
as I can.
Well, then
we'll come back to you, honey. Don't worry. We'll come back to you early after. That's what I would like to do.
Okay,
I want you to have an opportunity to share. Sure. Let's find out what Sharon's topic is. You're welcome. Hi, Sharon.
Well,
do you have a brilliant topic for us?
I don't know. So brilliant. There are no original ideas.
No pressure.
You know what I was wanting to offer is loving self.
Uh-huh.
And what does that mean?
Oh.
So I don't know how we would meld
Great.
Those two, because for most of my last 35 years, I've been hearing that phrase, you know, love yourself, love yourself, love yourself, love yourself. I really
mm-hmm.
want to focus on what it means. And I know for each one of us it means something different.
Right.
Or many.
Well, that's
many
great. And it dovetails. That dovetails with Pat's topic. And
I think
we can just expand.
I know.
That's perfect. That's perfect. We're in sync today,
it's
right?
So perfect. Yes. I totally agree.
Okay. Just because Pat has expressed that she may need to leave early, let's go to her first and let her share. So we'll be talking to you in a while, Sharon. If you don't mind, I'm going to call on you last if you can stay tuned for the whole.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We'll go in probably an hour and 15 minutes today, I think. Okay, we'll come back to you, Sharon.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Pat.
Hi.
We'd love your input. Yes.
I'm sorry, my input on what? On what Sherry just mentioned?
On what you brought up and on what Sharon mentioned.
Okay, what Sharon mentioned, I have to say, due to my own life, I don't know how to love myself. I'm trying. Mm-hmm. When people tell me I need to, I'm at a loss, honestly. Or when people say I'm not doing it, I'm at a loss because I think I'm trying. That's really all I can say about that. Unfortunately, that's where I'm at. And I don't know what else to add to what I said. I kind of described what I do struggle with, staying in the heart. And as you described it, not having ripples. To me, it's even more than ripples. It's going from one extreme to the other often and not realizing, not being conscious that I'm getting off track. Maybe that's the thing that I wish I was more conscious.
Well, I think that you probably will get some input from other people that may be of help to you.
Okay, thank you.
Is there anything else you'd like to say at this point?
No, I don't think so. You know, it's hard for me to say I don't know how to love myself, but that's the truth.
Well, I shouldn't give feedback, but I think that's very honest, and I thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to move on to Miranda. And Jean and Leo, I hope you don't mind if... No, I'm going to come to you after Miranda. Miranda, you're live. Go ahead, hon.
Thank you. I can only speak about not loving oneself. I think I've gone through phases like that just because I doubt myself, and I'll go into these self-esteem issues where maybe I'm not good enough. then I bounce back and say, I am, you know, I'm a part of God. He created me and I'm here for a reason. And that's really helped me to know that I'm here for a reason, that I was not a mistake. And so, and I know I'm a healer. I know that that's inside of me, and it's just a matter of being patient and allowing the process to flow naturally, and I will be doing what I love. And I think it's a matter of finding your purpose. I think people get lost in. It's not necessarily always what you do in life, but just in terms of a profession, but maybe just something, a hobby, something you love, and just being with people you love and doing things you love. And I think that's the essence of our purpose. So if you can find that, that may be helpful to you. And just being mindful of the simple things in our daily life, you know, that give us joy, whether it's just drinking a glass of water, you know, and just blessing it and thanking it for nourishing us. The simple things in life often are taken for granted, and just, you know, when you wake up and you set your feet on the floor, just be thankful of that. Just, that helps to just, you know, garner the positivity and make it bigger and bigger. I hope that helps.
Thank you, Miranda. And you've given me an inspiration, if Jean's willing to do it. Jean blesses. Are you willing to do that, Jean? You know what I'm where I'm going.
Yeah, sure. I'm definitely willing to offer it.
Well, would you like to, I'll let you go next. Why don't you indicate what you're doing, and then we'll come back and do that. People may want to get a glass of water or whatever they want to consume that's liquid, hopefully non-alcoholic, but whatever you need to do, that's fine. And Jean, why don't you describe what you're going to be doing and then share on the topics, if you'd be so kind.
Okay, thank you. One of my gifts is being a vessel for the divine realm to transmute water into water for smudging and blessings, but also specifically water for healing. So what happens is I place my hands over the water. The divine energies flow through me. We cleanse and purify the cells of your water and infuse the cells with supreme creator energies. The Christ energies, because we also have the Christ energy within us, and blessings. Now, because your higher self and the divine realms know what you need best, that is what will go into the water. Sure, there's times with people I ask for a certain request, and also whatever the divine puts in. Now, if you're choosing not to use water, and you're using coffee or tea or soda, please be aware that the taste will change. It takes me 20 seconds. What I will do is I will answer, give my feedback on Pat and Sharon's topics while you decide. And there is no pressure. If you decide you don't want to do that with the water or with your beverage, it's okay. You will feel the effects from 0 to 5 minutes. And healing could mean healing emotionally, healing physically, or maybe the divine could charge your water that might open up more DNA strands and gifts. So that also can happen. Pat said staying focused on the heart. I can relate to where she is coming from, because there was a time in my life many years ago where I had great resistance with focusing on my heart. And that was because of the family that I chose to incarnate in. So my journey in this lifetime has been working over time to gain my self-worth and self-love and self-acceptance. it takes a lot of practice to get yourself to remain in that space. Is it easy? Not at times. Sometimes they're easier than others. But what helps me is, and I don't get in that place right now currently in my life, but what has helped me over the years is this. Taking some breath and then breathing in divine love and exhaling divine love into my heart. Sometimes then I switch and I will breathe in divine peace and exhale divine peace. Now, does this take practice when you're in an emotional state of crisis or anger or sadness? Yes, it takes more focus. But if you take the time to do this, I promise you it gets easier. Here's another perfect example that I'd like to share that will be helpful, which is many years ago, I was told to look in the mirror and tell myself, I love myself, that I am amazing, I am gifted. And we're not talking about coming from ego and vanity. We're coming from pureness. We're coming from humble recognition of self. And it took me 20 years, literally, to do that. So I achieved that, you know, a chunk of years ago, but now I can look in the mirror anywhere, even if I'm in a public bathroom, and say, Jean, I'm so proud of you. You've come so far in self-love and self-worth. Look at you. You can tell yourself verbally in front of anyone in a public bathroom, okay? And that's why I say you can do this. Anyone can do this. On loving, on what does self-love mean? To me, it means to ignore the people around you and society and religions and school who have, and parents and family and friends, who have projected their lack of self-love onto others. What I say is, not another day will we allow ourselves to lose our power of who we are. When anyone tries to take away our self-worth, our self-love, stop for a moment inside your head and think this. I am not going to allow this person's projections or beliefs to interfere with who I am anymore. I'm going to take the steps each moment to stop and remember. And if my stomach gets into knots because it's bringing up an emotion that I am lacking because of fear, then I'm going to choose to release that. Ah, I'm going to breathe in peace. Exhale peace. Ah, I'm going to breathe in love. I'm going to breathe in my I am presence and begin in each moment reclaiming who I am. And I'm finished, David. Oh, let's do it.
Thank you, Jean. Oh, well, wait a minute. Before we do that, let me do one little piece of housekeeping. We have one more caller that's called in. Let's just check in and see what their name is. And I trust that you're getting the idea of what we're doing. I don't want to go through another explanation other than to say everybody's sharing on two topics. The topics are staying focused when there's heartache and trying to find our way to love. I'm paraphrasing Pat's topic. And then loving oneself, and what does that mean? Sharon raised that topic. So let's go to area code 315, which is my area code, and I'm kind of excited because maybe it's somebody from church. Hi, area code 315. What's your name? Are you muted? Is area code 315? I'm not going to repeat the whole number. Can you hear me? listening. Perhaps the, who is it, dear?
It's me. I'm not well. I'm listening.
Oh, okay. I understand totally. And listen away. And I think if I know who it is, that I'll see you at breakfast tomorrow. Is that right? Perhaps. If not tomorrow, another day.
Oh, no.
Okay, it's somebody else then. All right, well, feel free to listen. There's no need to do anything other than that if that's what you want. And thank you for joining us. Okay, let us go to Jen and see what she has to say. And Jen is a new friend of mine, and I'm real excited to have her tune in today. Hi, Jen.
Hello. Hi. How's everybody?
Hi. Everybody can't hear you, just me, and I'm great. How are you?
Okay, great. this is really interesting. I'm glad to be here today. Thank you. So the topic, staying focused when there's heartache and finding your way to, what was it?
Finding your way to love.
Yeah, to love. Boy, that's a good one. And loving self, what does that mean? Am I commenting on both or just one? Okay, so.
Both, darling. Whatever you feel moved to do.
The staying focused when there is heartache and finding your way to love, that one's just really rich for me. In the career path that I've chosen, I work with a lot of folks who have been, greatly traumatized in their lives. In prisons, in jails, and presently folks who are experiencing homelessness and substance use and mental health issues. And it can be very, 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 very discouraging and heartbreaking to sit alongside folks who are, maybe just exhausted from the effort of being, exhausted from the effort of trying to get help and having help fail them, and just maybe not knowing what's going on for them and having exhausted the desire to learn or to ask what's wrong, what's going on, why can't I do this? So there's just a tremendous amount of shame. And my job has been to, we do a lot of things. Diversion is one of them, trying to move them away from the criminal justice system and toward behavioral health services. But really what my job is to sit on curbs and park benches and lawns and talk with people and witness them and show them love and be with them, just be with them. A lot of the relationships are broken with their families, a lot of the relationship with themselves. Into the next topic, loving self and what does that mean? I mean, it's very difficult to watch and to experience and to no doubt absorb to a degree the pain of folks who are living disconnected from themselves and disconnected from their families and from, spirit or universe or God. And how do I stay in love? I don't always. I struggle with it. It can be a lot of work to stay in love in those places and in those conversations because the heartache is profound. What I do try to do is prepare myself every morning to move past myself and what I think that Jen ought to do in the world or what Jen needs to affect today or what Jen needs to accomplish. And I try to just sort of get into the space of allowing me to be the hands and feet, allowing me to move through this aching world with a little bit of light, with a little bit of hope. And that is a lot of work to try to become that on a daily basis. But, like anything else, doing it often enough and often failing. I mean, I'm not by any stretch awesome at this. This is, it's a challenging thing, as we all know, to get out of our own way. you know, and to try to move past the ego state and live in the spirit. A long time ago, I stopped trying to be awesome and I started trying to be useful. And there was a lot more peace in the aiming to be useful. But then I had to move past my own difficulties of loving self and the ideas that grow in identity around self, the things that the world taught me about the parts of identity that I have, the female, the gay, the child of God, and all of these different identity pieces, struggling to have them reconcile with each other and exist within one me. I've spent a lot of time in that battle, and it's moving past that battle and trusting that all that hurts in me also hurts in others, and the peace can be found when we just walk alongside each other without judgment and try to offer light and offer love and offer witness. I try to stay focused and get to love when my heart is aching by, you know, asking God in the moment or the universe or whatever it is I feel like I'm most connected to at that moment, and just say, you know, help me to be here. Help me to be here and not harm. Help me to be here and provide hope. So when I'm ever able to do that successfully, and sometimes I am and sometimes I'm not, but when I am, it helps me in my own journey of self-love, because I realize that the self I'm trying to love is really a greater spirit that we all share.
Are you done, hon?
Yeah, I think so.
That was beautiful. Thank you for sharing. And I do think we're going to have enough time to come around again in case other thoughts and feelings are expressed. And I'm going to just announce to area code 315 that a healer is with us today by the name of Jean Salsch. She's a regular guest on my radio show, and she's going to bless water. So especially if you're feeling ill, just grab a glass of water, and she will do the blessing in just a few moments. Right now we're going to go to Leo, and Leo is also a regular on my show. And for those of you who don't know him, he is a clairvoyant medium, and he's in England and has joined us today. So let's go to Leo.
Hi, and I'd like to thank everyone that's spoken. It's beautiful to hear these things. And also to Jean, because as I was seeing or feeling him coming into my water, I like sparkling water. And the amazing thing is, as I hold my hand over the glass and allow that energy from Jean to come through, the water actually got slightly warm and slightly flat. And it's happened in seconds. And it's something that I really appreciate, and it does taste different. So, Jean, I'd like to thank you for that. I'd like to draw all these sort of three topics together, because as we become more sensitive, we do begin to see and feel the hurt that's in the world. And it does affect us as sensitive and emotional people. It does pull at the heart, and so we do get this heartache. And you can read so many books on, you know, love yourself. And it is such a difficult thing to do. Firstly, because we don't really understand ourselves. You know, we think we do, and then a situation will come up, and we react in a way we may feel is not nice, or, you know, completely out of tune with what's gone on. And we discover another little nub of ourselves that we don't like. And as there is balance in the whole universe, you know, there has to be dark and light. And there are things within us which we do find hard to deal with. sometimes those dark places, those dark thoughts that we all have. And we have them because we're here. We're human. And it's dealing with those, and indeed it's discovering those. You know, I think it is difficult. It takes a long time, because just when you think we've got this sorted, we know what we're about, discover something else within us. So to truly love ourselves is not an easy thing to do. I think in comparison, few people in the world ever manage that.
Leo, excuse me for interrupting. You're difficult to hear. Are you on speakerphone by any chance?
I'm not. I've moved slightly. Is this easier to hear?
Well, I could hear you very clearly when you were doing the meditation, so I don't know what you might be doing that's different.
I may have moved the phone slightly.
There you go.
So
there you go.
Apologize for that.
That's good. No worries. You're doing fine now. I hope you can pick up the thread.
Yes. I'd like to sort of thank Jean for that blessing because I like sparkling water, and I've got a fresh glass of sparkling water here. And what happened was, it warms slightly, and it becomes slightly less sparkling. So it's something that I needed. So that worked, and I'd like to thank Jean for that. I'd like to sort of draw together these three subjects about the heart and knowing yourself. As we become very, very sensitive, we also become exposed to a lot of the bad things in the world, the hatred, the prejudices, and it does affect the heart. And I think people that are trying to be purer, they connect with these things that are really not in tune with us. We become aware of them and we struggle with that. And that is actually something that's quite normal. We feel that, you know, things should be perfect and we can fix things and we can deal with things. But because we are sensitive, because we acknowledge that there are differences that we don't agree with, and we're all aiming towards a peaceful world, no disease, those kind of things, as we focus on those, of course, we understand that there are things which are definitely out of tune. And the other thing that I was saying was, you know, to truly love yourself. And what does that mean? It means embracing everything that we are. And it's not something that happens overnight. Within each of us, because there is balance, because there is lightness and there's darkness. From the physical fact of being here, there is darkness within us that sometimes we don't know, but may express itself in some way. And it's finding that, and that can take a long time. But it's acknowledging that we have that weakness, that it is part of us, and embracing ourselves, warts and all. It's not an easy thing to do. And it's harder to do in others, you know, when we try and help others and we see them failing, perhaps in something that we've succeeded in, and we don't understand, well, you know, this is the path, this is what I've done, this is what you should do. It's not always easy for others. But we're here because we have flaws. We're here because we need to discover those flaws and, again, just embrace what we are. And once we can do that, we can also begin to embrace others that have flaws. As that lady said, you know, she works with those that have been caught up in the justice system. We don't know what's led them there. We know that things must have been hard. We know that being within that system has sometimes altered them fundamentally, either for better or worse. And we have to try and understand those people as well and embrace what they are. It's often written in books, you know, learn to love yourself. It's a very difficult thing, but the struggle is worth achieving. I'm not saying I'm there. I don't think I'm even a quarter of the way there. But
it is something that we should strive for. Thank you.
Thank you, Leo. God bless. Okay, I guess it's my turn to share if I have figured this out correctly, and then we'll go to Jean for a moment. I love the topics, and they definitely have applied to me and still do. As has been said, loving oneself is a difficult thing, and I began my journey into recovery from addiction 31 years ago, having been a survivor of some things that were not pleasant in childhood, and I had very little self-esteem, and I didn't understand the difference between ego and spirit, which I've learned a lot about in the last decade. Ego is necessary for survival. However, it can become very dysfunctional because we get into places of judging ourselves and others, as an example. I like what was said by Pat, and I don't mind if we digress a little bit from the 12-step format and acknowledge others and affirm them. I like what was said about staying conscious. That, to me, is the ultimate way to stay connected to spirit and to others, because we're all really one, and we can affirm one another, but it starts with ourselves, and that, to me, was a pathway to love. I would write down 3 affirmations a day. For instance, something as beautiful as, excuse me for this, okay. I have another phone line, and I don't know how to disconnect it, but that's neither here nor there. Life happens. I would write down 3 affirmations a day, and if I couldn't believe them exactly, for instance, an affirmation might be, I am a living miracle and a divine child of God, I could say something that would be easier to embrace, like I'm open to learning to love myself and become a divine child of God, if you follow me. I also think that gratitude is the pathway to joy. And Oprah Winfrey would encourage people to keep gratitude journals and write down like 5 things a day. I try to remain present to the moment and thank God for each blessing that's come along. Now, life can be a struggle. I prefer to view it as a challenge or a learning experience, because we learn from everything. And if we don't learn the lesson the first time, it comes back to us, and sometimes in a more difficult or yucky form. So it is important to try to detach from judgment, especially of ourselves, because when quite frequently we're not even aware that we're doing it. But if we're judging somebody else, it's something that I've learned I possess within myself or have possessed, and maybe I've overcome that challenge. One thing, an exercise that was taught to me years ago that I think is absolutely wonderful, and it can be difficult to do at first, is to go to the mirror and look into your eyes. Do not judge your face. Do not judge anything else. But I found that it works best for me if I look into my eyes and think of myself as a young child. Of course we want to love young children. And so as the adult me, I try to impart that love through my eyes into my eyes, which I visualize as the eyes of a child that I want to love, that I do love. And I try to do that. I don't do it frequently anymore, but in the beginning, I would do that every day, and I would try to do it for a minute at a time, then 2 minutes at a time, up to 5 minutes at a time. And it's also a wonderful form of meditation, which I find is very important for staying focused. And what I do is I do breathing meditation, and thoughts do come. Ultimately, they will not invade my space, but I don't judge them. I just let them bubble up. I'll just go, oh, there's another thought. I don't say that out loud, and then I continue to breathe and focus on my breathing, my heart space, my heart chakra, whatever you want to call it. So I experienced some heartache this morning, which Leo picked up on, interesting, but no surprise. Leo's a very talented medium, and he's helped me out many times. And I think it's important when we're hurting to turn to other people, and that's what I did. But the issue at hand was that I was reacting. Yes, I want to feel my feelings instead of stuffing them or acting them out in some way, but I also want to try to coast through them and get to the other side and back to a place of joy. And what has been the challenge in the past has been if somebody has done something that I don't like, that's nasty, whatever, that's created anger within myself, because nobody can make me angry except me. I've tried to take a little time out, walk away from the situation. Sometimes I've needed to let somebody know that I am upset with them and explain the reason without casting any blame, just to say that this is what happened for me in that moment. I think better yet, if I'm feeling hurt or whatever, I go to another person who can be objective and just let it go. And I guess that's about the last thing I wanted to say, except Sharon, in terms of loving yourself and what does that mean? It means that I am a divine being, a child of God, that is looking to love myself, to honor myself, respect myself, and to use gratitude as a pathway to my joy and follow my passions, whatever it is that fills me up and makes me feel complete, and to recognize that I am part of the whole, which to me is God, that we're all part of God as God is part of us and all creation. So that's what I have to share. And Jean, I don't know if you blessed the water already. Leo has expressed, and probably, if you haven't, he probably has, through his clairvoyance, taken on whatever you were going to say and had the experience. But Jean, what do you want to do at this point, and what do you want us to do? And then we'll come back to people. We have some more time to share.
Yes, I did bless Leo's water privately. Okay, people, you know, the divine has its own reason. But whenever you're ready to meet it, for me to do it for everybody else, you let me know, okay? Because when Leo said that, I went to my head and I said to my guides, did we do that? And they said, yes, right away for him. I said, oh, okay.
Well, go for it, Jane.
All right, let's do this now. It only takes me 20 seconds. Here we go. And it's ready to drink.
Oh, bless you.
Mm-hmm.
Can I have another big
bless
sip?
You. you got an extra book there.
Oh, it changed the flavor a little bit. I was drinking coffee, and that happened to me before. It was cold coffee, and it tasted good. I don't like cold coffee. So, thank you, Jean.
My water sweetened slightly, as though someone
yes.
put a little sugar in it.
Yes, mine did
which
too.
Is interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go back and see if anybody has a brief comment that they would like to make, any new insights that have come to them. I'm not sure if I can remember the order, but I hope I got to everybody. And then I'm going to do a meditation to take us out for today. And I would ask that anybody that feels comfortable in doing that you email me, and we'll take turns doing that. And my email address is, it's D. Cowder. D as in David, Cowder. And now if you can think of the word Time Warner Central New York, that's where it comes from, at twcny.rr.com. It's dcowder at twcny.rr.com. And now I'm going to go back to Pat, who stayed with us. God bless her.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey,
I'm so glad. Thank you. I'll try to be quick. There's a few things. I don't know if I've got the names right. Jean, can you share with us? I'm now in my car, so I took my water bottle in my car and used that. But I was hoping that there'd be words that I could use so I could continue to bless my water. And then is it Jen who talked about the work that she's doing? You describe me in my life. I don't want to go on and personally talk about my traumas, but she's describing my life. So it was so helpful to hear someone talk with understanding and empathy and acknowledgement, because and also you, David, talking about your struggles. My self-esteem is below zero, and that's because of what's happened in my life. So it's so hard to get it beyond that. And to do exercises and all kinds of things. I'm just so far from that. And then, Leo, thank you for saying loving oneself is hard. I appreciate that acknowledgement, too, because sometimes we'll hold people like you in high esteem thinking that you do it well. So, you know, showing us that you're human is very helpful.
Uh-huh.
And that's it.
Oh, yeah, it is very difficult. You know, sometimes you think, I've got a handle on this. Hopefully I'm halfway there. And then something happens and you think, oh, start again. But it happens to everyone, honey.
Yeah, thank you.
Anything else, Pat, or are you complete for now?
Well, I think when it's someone like me, and I could be wrong, but when I struggle, as Jen said, just to get through a day, it's really hard to think of all these other things that we could be doing and should be doing to help us. When you said gratitude, I thought, my goodness, I have to do that. But then I thought, the anxiety I wake up with in the morning, I never get to these things. I get too involved in my anxiety and trying to struggle. So I continually need to hear people talk about the things that they do to help them. So I appreciate that.
May I ask you
could
a question,
I mention,
Pat? Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, bless you. My guide said to me many years ago, life gets in the way of living.
Yeah.
It really does. You know, we mean to do all these things, and as you've said, we rush through this, we rush through that. The day's over, and it's, oh, my God, I haven't done anything. I've just coped. So,
yeah.
The thing is, try not to be too hard on yourself. Sorry, David.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No problem. That's the problem with not being in a face-to-face situation. I just wanted to ask you a question, Pat. Do you have any meditation books that you can read on a daily basis?
You know what? I have basically post-traumatic stress, so I'm in constant state of anxiety. And to calm myself down is almost contraindicative of, you know, it took me a long time to explain to my therapist, I can't do this. You're like asking a soldier with post-traumatic stress to relax and be at ease when he needs to stand there, you know, off in the woods protecting his property with a gun. You know, I mean, he needs to be vigilant. That's the only way you think that you can be. So it's so hard to go to the other side and meditate. I'm not there yet, and it's been years that I've been thinking I wish I could, but I can't.
Right, that's okay. That's okay. You'll do it when you're ready. Go ahead. Yes.
Pat?
Yeah.
This is for Pat. It's me, Jean. Anyone can pray over water, okay? We all have our different paths, all right? And that doesn't mean anyone is greater or less than anyone. I think we're all amazing. Pat, what I would like to also toss out to you is maybe consider having a healing with me. okay? I understand post-traumatic stress because I healed it in myself.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about, like, extreme PST, okay? Post-traumatic stress. So consider contacting me and think about a healing. You know, if you go to my website, there's lots of testimonials, too. And I know that if, and I'm not trying to pressure you to do it, but if you decide to do it, Pat, you will definitely be glad you did.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
And Pat, another thing, I'll discuss this with Jean. It's an idea I have, which I want to discuss with her first. Would you be willing to accept a brief email from me, hopefully on a daily basis, that would be a short 2 or 3 paragraph thing to read that might raise your consciousness and level of vibration?
Oh, that would be a lovely gift. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I've made a note for tomorrow, and I'm just going to have to get into the habit of it, okay? So
yes.
Happy trails to you, the best you
Thank
can.
Thank you so much.
It's baby steps, and that's what I want to say to you. And sometimes you'll take a step or two forward and then a step back, but it's baby steps, and it's important not to beat yourself up. That's all I'm going to share. This is kind of a crosstalk, but I think as a group evolves, if somebody's in need, we want to help them out. So if anybody else has something that they can share with Pat, I'm going to go down the line and open your mics one at a time. So stay tuned for as long as you can, Pat. And when you have to go, you have to go.
Thank you all so much.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Sharon is next.
Hi,
go ahead,
thank
Sharon.
You. Well, I love these discussions because it makes me dig a little deeper within myself and what I'm trying to keep committed to for myself. I always thought that phrase that I would hear slung around popular iconish, forgive yourself, you ain't going to get through it unless you forgive yourself, blah, blah, blah. And I thought, no way, I hate that. Or forgive others is the main, I thought, oh, are you kidding me? And so, but I think I do agree that it is baby steps in loving oneself. Today I got hit with it, or not hit, I don't like to use that kind of a traumatic adjective, but I just thought, age 66, this long-term relationship, and listening to these conversations, I'm thinking, I'm not going to beat myself up for having stayed this long in this terrible, abusive relationship. I don't want to self-abuse. And the woman that spoke about working within an outreach of having to help people that are the underserved and coming home from prison, I used to do a nonprofit where I served. That was my population that I targeted to help, and their friends and family of incarcerated and also people coming home. So I know that we all, to some degree, when we're honest, I thank you, Pat, for your honesty, your sharing. I don't hear any ego tied to anything that you talk about. You're just so forthcoming. And I really like what we've got here, this conversation, these people that are gathering. And for me, loving myself is really taking it, again, lots deeper and understanding the little steps, because I'm not going to say I'm going to take a big, giant bite of the elephant and solve the problem. It's going to be small bites, small steps. And, then I'll continue to progress and, be more awakened. The other thing that I've always heard, and I truly believe that, when we start expressing the desire for a change within ourselves, that's 98% winning, being there as a winner. So awareness brings us a lot into the path of accomplishing that much closer to what we wish to achieve. And I just thank you so much, David, for continuing to hold the space for all of us.
My pleasure. It's helping me, too. Okay, moving on to Miranda. Hold on just a moment. Sharon, I will talk to you soon. Okay, Miranda, it's your turn.
Oh, I don't believe I have anything to contribute. I think this is a wonderful forum for everyone to just come together and get our spiritual questions answered to whatever extent possible. And just to, for the healing, I would love to see, David, more meetups where we can actually just do a group healing and send out to loved ones that are in need.
Okay.
You know, just send that energy out. That would be fabulous.
Well, let's do that next week. Leo or Jean, would you be willing to do that next week?
Yes,
sure.
That'd be fine. It'd be wonderful.
Okay, and Jean,
yes,
perhaps the week after? Okay, let me make
sure.
A quick note. I have to write everything down. Leo, then Pat. And I can do that kind of thing, too,
yeah.
Sometime. Yeah.
Right.
And
there's always power in group to do this type of
yes,
thing.
Yes, there is tremendous power. And, Pat, when I do the meditation today, either I would suggest you don't do it or pull to the side of the road because it's going to involve closing your eyes. And even if you didn't close your eyes, I wouldn't want to take you into a place where you weren't aware of your driving. Okay, Miranda, thank you so much. Join us again next week if you can. Okay. Let's see. Let's move on to Jen, and I've said my piece. Okay. Go ahead, Jen.
Okay. Thank you. This is a wonderful space and a wonderful I'm grateful to be here with everybody coming forth with vulnerability and just sharing. It's just beautiful, and I have a desire to create more of these spaces. They're some of the most powerful spaces I've sat in inside of the prisons and inside of the jails, is creating this space for folks. Pat, I want to say thank you to you for being here, for speaking for yourself and bringing your voice to this conversation, and the courage that it takes for all of us at different times in our lives to, you know, be transparent and be vulnerable. And I think it was Leo who said something about self-love is learning to love all of ourselves, which is a real what a search it can be, you know. But it's funny because I said something on my blog a while ago, and I said I feel like my life thus far and will continue to be this journey of learning to love all of me so that I can love all of you. And I feel like that's really what this is about. And we can't do it alone. Life is not, life is a we situation. We need each other. And, Pat, I need you and your courage and your honesty and everybody else who's contributed. This has been a really rich morning. So I'm grateful to be here. Thank you.
Thank you, John. And one thing I want to ask both Jen and Leo one at a time, I'd like to facilitate a brief conference call at the end of the end of this group. Are either or both of you willing to do that?
Yes,
certainly.
Okay, great. So what I'm going to do is, Leo's already on the line with me. Jen, I will call you and put you in conference with Leo, and because of the way we are doing it, I will be present, but I'll remain silent. So, with that said, let's move into a meditation. And again, I want to say that Jean and Leo's websites are posted on the group today. If you ever want to touch base and find out about my Friday night show, you're welcome to do that. And I put about 2 weeks postings in advance, and Jen is going to be on the show. What date, Jen?
I believe we said Good Friday.
Good Friday. That, yes, that's true. I was looking for the specific date, but I trust everybody can research that. That's all right. I do.
Right.
But Jen is an author, and she's come out with an amazing-sounding book, so you can tune in for that. What I was going to say, if you want to find out about my show, Different Strokes for Different Folks, or search the archives for podcasts, of which both Leo and Jean have done shows, or to look for the next 2 weeks upcoming shows, you would go to blogtalkradio.com/author David Clark, spelled with an E. That's my pen name and professional name. So let's get ready to do a meditation, okay? And I'm going to ask you all to close your eyes. And I would like you to take 3 deep breaths. And I'm going to let you know when I'm done. And now I want you to use fantasy as a part of this meditation. Pretend you're opening your eyes to another reality, but do not open them at present unless you feel you need to. I want you to go to a place where you have been perfectly at peace, or if there's never been a place like that, imagine some place you would love to travel to. Maybe it's a beach in Hawaii. Maybe it's sitting on a log in the woods. Whatever pleases you, I want you to go there and pretend that you open your eyes and visualize that place. And I want you to try to visualize and feel the feelings of peace and well-being that flow through you when you're in this marvelous, marvelous place of your imagining or of your past. And so do that for a moment or two. If it's daylight, feel the sunshine coming down and comforting your body. If it's nighttime, you can look up at the stars or the moon and give thanks. Give thanks as you're able to for the blessing of this beautiful place of your beautiful imagination. And then, when you're done with that, and I'll give you a minute, I'll tell you what to do next. Start to think of 3 things that you're grateful for either today or in your life, letting go of whatever traumas you've experienced. We're all survivors to a greater or lesser degree of things that have been unpleasant in our lives. And I invite you to let go of those things in this moment. And think of 3 things you're grateful for. And now you can open your eyes when you're ready and come back to your current reality. And when you get home, or if you are at home and have a pen and a piece of paper, write down those 3 things. And try to do that every day, even if it's not 3 things, 1 thing. 1 thing. And as you go through your days and are more present to the moment, you can thank God, or however you conceive of God to be, thank that higher power for what whatever blessings you experience in the moment. And the more conscious you are, the more things you'll find to be grateful for. And so, bless you all. And please join us again whenever you're able to on Sundays at 2 p.m. And I am going to put forward, this is only if everybody is in agreement, and I'm going to open your mics again. There's a marvelous healer by the name of Mary Blake who's been on my show. She's also listed among some of the top psychics in the world, but her main life mission is healing. And she can't join us on Sundays, so I'm wondering if Saturdays around the same time would work. And if they don't work, we're not going to do it, okay? I want to make that clear. So I'm going to go to Pat first.
Hi.
Pat, is that possible? Hi.
I stopped driving. I'm out of breath because now I'm walking my dog up a mountain. Yes and no. I see my therapist on Saturdays, and I never know what time.
You don't know what time?
That, it's always different. Sometimes it's Sundays.
Okay. Let's think about this. If you don't know when your therapy is, that certainly is an inconvenience. But the time is not important if everybody can be in agreement. So stay tuned. We're not going to make any decision about this today. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, thanks.
Okay. Yep. Sharon, is Saturday sometime a possibility?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I can do it.
Very good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Miranda, does that work for you?
Yes, it does.
Okay, thank you. Jean, does that work for you?
Yes.
Thank you. Leo, does that work for you? We would have to do it no later than 4 p.m. because Leo is in the United Kingdom. So we could do it anywhere from noon Eastern time to 4 p.m. Eastern time. Would that work for you, Leo?
Unfortunately, it wouldn't, because I have demonstrations, psychic fairs, and all kinds of things going on, which are usually all day. And if it's psychic fairs, it's late into the night. So another 2 hours, 3 hours sometimes on from now, so, you know, from 6 o'clock, so that would be quite difficult for
me. No problem. We're not going to do it, folks. Mary can join us in spirit. Okay, so we'll keep it the same time on Sundays. I wish you all a blessing. And Leo, if you would stay on the line, I'm just going to close by saying God bless. And Jen, I will call you directly. And so we're ending the group for today. Have a wonderful week, and please join us next Sunday if you're able to at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. God bless.